If there is a stain, it's on the individuals who have demagogued our office. And that stain on them is indelible. And like Lady Macbeth, they will never be able to wipe the spot out.
All right. To help me sort this out is Johnny Sutton. He is a former federal prosecutor, also a former prosecutor in the Harris County District Attorney's Office. That was who was the DA back when you worked there, Johnny?
When I was there, it was Johnny Holmes, who was kind of a legendary DA of his time.
Back in the day, the guy who would, you know, track a guy down with a shotgun.
Yeah, he he was sort of a larger-than-life figure. I always called him described him as the Michael Jordan of DAs. Was he tough, strong, honest? He was a great trial lawyer and independently wealthy, so he could walk away anytime he wanted and just really was just a great example of what a public servant should be.
What do you make of this whole controversy now surrounding the current district attorney? It's always sort of dicey when you've got the FBI and Texas Rangers involved in something, and anytime you have law enforcement investigating law enforcement, that's dicey.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's a mess. And, of course, no one can really know much about it because the nature of investigations are that they aren't public, and that's the whole point. In fact, Holmes used to say this all the time, is that, you know, we'd like to talk about the investigation, but we can't because that's the whole purpose of investigation is to find out what the facts are and run down all the details and the evidence, and then we'll decide what should happen. But until that's done, no one can really say a lot. So the media, of course, likes to have anonymous sources and drum things up. But a lot of times you can't really know until investigations are done.
Talking with Johnny Sutton here, who is a former prosecutor in the DA's office here and also a former federal prosecutor. And you've been in the midst of this kind of thing, Johnny, where there is a lot of controversy. You weren't investigated yourself, but there were people who certainly made accusations against you, said you did the wrong thing. And you were always somebody who was right out front saying, look, here's what I did. Here's why I did it. And I think, you know, people have a tendency to at least give somebody a chance if they'll get out and do that. But I see where the DA's office today put out a press release about something else and said, please come to our press conference, but only ask about this, sort of implying don't ask about anything else. That, you know, media is going to do that anyway.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the media is going to ask questions, and that's their right. And the key in those kind of situations is to go out early, tell the truth, make sure you know the facts. And a lot of times that's where principals get in trouble. They go out and say something that turns out to not be true, and they've either lied or they've had to retract it, and that's a killer, because then all of a sudden people start to doubt. And of course, one of the other nightmares for the DA's office is one of their ADAs has taken the Fifth Amendment in front of the grand jury, which has pled the Fifth, which is not a good scene. But of course, it's hard to defend yourself when there's ongoing investigations. I think the best way to do it is to say, we invite the investigation.
Yeah.
Absolutely, we have nothing to hide. We're happy to cooperate in every way. And we're not going to talk about it, and we'll answer the questions we can. But at the end of the day, we know that there's no wrongdoing. And unfortunately, that hasn't been handled very well in that way.
Well, I was going to say, I guess the key is to try to, make it look like you're trying to be as transparent as possible, at least give people that feeling if you can't talk about it.
That's right. And if you can't talk about it, explain why. Because there are times where you can't talk about internal investigations. The FBI and the Rangers are going to do investigations quietly, and they may never say a word about it. They may clear it and say there's nothing to, no crimes, nothing to investigate, and that will be the end without a lot of public statements. But I think the key is to not play politics, to not get cute, be as honest and transparent as you can, and to not throw accusations back, because that only makes it look worse, and I think it distracts from the job, the very important job of the DA's office, which is to prosecute crimes, to convict the guilty, and set the innocent free.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll continue to track this from all angles. That's Johnny Sutton. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.